Congressman Gardner, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks for having me.
This has become a national race in a lot of senses. How do you make sure that it's still about Colorado and Colorado issues?
It's always been about Colorado, and it will always be about Colorado. Excited about what we are going to do throughout the four corners of the state, representing the best vision for a brighter future.
What are the key Colorado issues that you want to focus on?
Well, the key Colorado issues that we'll focus on continue to be the economy, how we are going to get this state turned around, growing economically again. I think if you go into Denver, you see a lot of construction cranes, but other parts of the state haven't been so fortunate. So whether you're east, west, north, or south, we are going to be fighting for economic health and economic growth. We're going to be talking about responsible energy development. We're going to be talking about what we can do for education for the next generation of people in Colorado and this country, and what we can do to protect our environment.
So along those lines of the economy, a lot of measures show that it's getting a lot better since the recession. The number of jobs is back up, a variety of other factors. So with the Democrats being in office and that taking place, how do you say, as a Republican, I can make that better?
Well, if you look at the time that Senator Udall has been in the Senate the past 6 years, if you look at the time President Obama has been in the White House the past 6 years, over that very time, the median household income in Colorado has declined by 6.4%. The hours worked in a week has declined for hourly workers. The fact is, the New York Times reported recently that the American household has declined in value, the worth of the household has declined in value by a third over the past several years. And that doesn't mean just what the house is worth, but that's their investments, their retirement. Everything that they touch has declined by a third. And so while it looks like unemployment numbers have headed in the right direction, and they certainly have, we still have what looks like a veneer on the economy. You scratch it and you get down to what's happening and people are still hurting. People are still suffering from an economy that has $3.75 a gallon gasoline, a record high food prices in some instances, college tuition increasing dramatically. The fact is, there are people across this state who are working harder and harder, harder than they ever have, and finding themselves fall further and further behind. And that's a direct consequence of this president and Mark Udall's economic policies.
And so what would you do differently?
Well, again, we'll focus on the Four Corners plan, the Four Corners, which is the economy, energy, education, and the environment. I believe we have to have overall comprehensive tax reform that would allow corporations to once again be competitive. And instead of sending monies overseas, they would keep that money here. Instead of creating incentives that sends people overseas, that money would stay in the United States for investment. That we would build things like the Keystone XL pipeline, something that the vast majority of Coloradans support. That we would promote energy independence in this country, putting hundreds of thousands, you know, it's put over 100,000 people to work in Colorado, both directly and indirectly. We should reform regulations so that we're not strangling small businesses, and so we can actually have businesses getting off the ground and opening. And so those are the things that we would do. All of those things have been made worse by this administration.
Speaking of energy policy, what do you think about the agreement regarding ballot measures and fracking here in Colorado? Good idea? Bad idea?
I certainly think that having an energy ban on the ballot is a bad idea, so I'm glad that the energy ban is not on the ballot. However, I question the wisdom of creating a polis commission, putting a commission together that's going to be led or influenced, certainly by the gentleman who wanted to put the energy ban on the ballot.
Personhood. I'm sure you've gotten a lot of questions about this. A main criticism I've heard is, why change your position on that, at least publicly, as you jump into the race? It makes it look like you're flip-flopping in order to win the race.
Well, Senator Udall himself said that a good faith change of position should be looked at as a virtue, not a vice. That's not my words. Those are Senator Udall's words. The fact is, I listened to people, I studied the issue, and I can admit when I make something that is a decision that ought to be different, and that's what we did. I am pro-life, but the fact is, I don't want to ban birth control like Senator Udall is lying about, and we're going to make this campaign about things that the people of Colorado care about, the economy, energy, health care, making sure that we have a brighter future for our children.
And so what kinds of birth control do you support?
Look, this campaign is going to be about the economy. It's going to be about job creation. I believe that common forms of oral contraception ought to be available over the counter without a prescription. That grows access. I don't know where Senator Udall stands on that.
As far as foreign policy, what's your position on what Israel is doing in Gaza right now? Justified? Should it be different?
I think Israel has an obligation to defend its people and to protect the nation of Israel, and we have an obligation to stand with Israel. I think that the Hamas organization that is attacking Israel has stated as its objective, as a terrorist organization, that they want nothing more than the destruction of the state of Israel and the people. And so while Israel has a right to defend itself and a right to secure its own future, we must stand with Israel in determining that future and making sure that we are defending the nation of Israel as well.
And as far as new airstrikes in Iraq, do you support that?
Well, again, I think the fact that Senator Udall, Barack Obama have known about ISIL, for a long time now, and there is no coherent policy on ISIS. We have no strategy in Iraq, and the president has failed to put a compelling strategy forward to Congress, and yet we have now airstrikes in Iraq, which I believe is appropriate to protect ethnic minorities, religious minorities, who are being persecuted by a terrorist organization, but we still don't have a comprehensive plan about how to address this. I think it's a shame that this wasn't prevented in the first place. Certainly, I believe that you have people like Barack Obama and his allies who had to have known all along the threat that was posed by this organization.
Here, the Thompson Divide is a big issue. Do you know much about it?
Certainly have been following the Thompson Divide. While it's not in my congressional district, obviously have been following the news reports and following the legislative action that's taken place over it.
So one common sentiment here is there should be some places that we're not allowed to drill, and that the Thompson Divide is one of them. What's your position?
Well, again, that's something that I look forward to having conversations with the community, the stakeholders. I know that Senator Bennett has introduced legislation, and Congressman Tipton has been talking with local shareholders and stakeholders about the issue, and look forward to having those very same conversations.
So you don't know yet?
Well, again, I think it's something that needs to be led at the local level and not something that I want to come in and impose from the top down.
Congressman Gardner, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks for having me.